The question was asked, there can be instances where logic dictates a person should be punished, but technically the courts cannot punish him because technically he's out on a technicality. So there are two answers to that, what the courts would do. Answer number one is that when you have a king, it's the king's job to deal with that, to fill in the loopholes, meaning the king can punish without answering to a court. The king can say, what's right is this person deserves to be punished, I will punish him. And that's part of the job of the king, to fill in those gaps. Because otherwise a person can always find ways out. I'm not going to enumerate them now, but there are certainly ways to murder a person that technically, halachically, you can't touch him. There are ways to do it. I'm not going to tell you how. But there are ways to do it. I trust you for sure. I trust you. You know what they say. Trust, but don't check your trust. Don't test the trust. At any rate, so that's number one. Number two is the Talmud tells us that it's a Tosefta in Tractate Sanhedrin, that sometimes the courts could punish because the courts deem it fit. Meaning the same idea that the king can apply a punishment because he says that's what's right. The Talmud says a man once was intimate with a woman under a tree, like in a park, in the middle of Shabbos. So the courts punished him very severely. And the Talmud says, wait a second, what biblical prohibition is there? How, by what right did they punish him? It's immodest, but how do you... The Talmud says, right, but sometimes you see the hour is fitting for the punishment. They realize that if they don't step up to the plate and deal with this guy, so then it's going to become a fad. You're going to have people doing this all the time. So they had to give him a severe punishment so that it wouldn't become a fad. So sometimes the courts gauge the scenario and they have to react to the scenario. So that's the idea, that the courts can react. They can administer based on their understanding of the situation. Mr.